Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The CDC and the FDA have issued a joint statement recommending a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
That's right. They're recommending a pause. Then anyone who's ever been dumped was like, oh boy, we know what pause means.
Is it over yet?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The week.
Yeah, it's been that kind of week, girlfriend, but hey, TGI hump day, huh?
I'm going to call Wednesday hump day.
Well, too bad.
That's what we're calling it.
My hump. Hump day.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
And also,
it's showtime.
Check it out.
Yeah, I don't even know what day it is. Thanks for doing that. It's the Wake Up Wednesday, April 14th. How are we almost halfway through this month?
Crazy.
What the life? I know. It really is. And this warm weather is helping so much.
Oh, it was gorgeous yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
We just kind of like throw the kids outside. Sometimes like they're outside and having so much fun. I'm like, oops.
That sounds good. I feel a lot of guilt on nice days because when I throw my furry children outside, they're like, take me on a walk. We're tired outside.
No.
And
no.
These huskies just stare at me.
Yeah.
I didn't walk them yesterday. I felt like a bad mom.
That's why I have a small dog. I don't feel guilty because he takes one lap around the block and he's like, he lays down in the grass.
Oh, that's the best.
He's lazy. Yeah, but my kids, sometimes we just forget to feed them. They're outside having fun. We're busy doing stuff. And I'm like, whoa, you have to go to bed in an hour. Let's get inside and get you fed. I'm not one of those like people with a strict dinner time, and we need to be better about it. My parents, like, we ate dinner. You could set your clocks based on when we ate dinner. And we, like Kevin, did an early dinner.
Mm-hmm.
My mom worked at a school. My dad had flexible hours where he could go in early and come home early.
Mm.
We ate dinner at like 4:30 every day.
Yeah, we were like that too. My mom being a teacher, and my dad, similar, you know, as an engineer, he would go in early but come home early, usually around 3, pick us up from school. So yeah. So I've lived the early dinner life.
Early
ready
dinner
to
life.
Continue.
I need to do that and just feed my kids early. Like, maybe have dinner. You guys want to eat dinner at 3:30 and then have a little snack before bed? Because then they can just play outside all day. It helps them sleep so much better. Mm-hmm. Oh, so great. Well, I hope you had a great day yesterday and you enjoyed the weather. We have a lot of fun on the show, including 2 times to win AJR tickets. They're coming to St. Louis Music Park May of 2022. So we'll give a pair of those away before 7 o'clock this morning and then another pair in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll also talk about the new movie that I watched on Netflix yesterday. Julie and I both dealt with our teeth yesterday. She went to the dentist. I went to the orthodontist.
Yes. Mm.
She wanted to do something, and I'm like, oh, don't. That's why I'm at the orthodontist, so we'll talk about that. And my friends had both of their cars stolen.
What?
We'll talk about that craziness. Apparently, it's way more common than you think. So it's all coming up on The Wake Up. Lance Hildebrand up after Harry Styles with Traffic on Y98.
It kinda used to be, it's so what you love to let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to be, it's so what you love.
Someone from a Chicago sports team helping out St. Louis. Nope, it's not a dream. It's real, and it's on the Wake Up on Y98.
So it's always nice when we can get the inside scoop. Like, none of the news places have this. This is a good story.
Yeah, right.
So his name's James Daniels, and he plays for the Chicago Bears. He's from, like, Ohio, so I'm not quite how he found Care STL.
Yeah.
So that's our city animal control that was taken over by a nonprofit.
Yeah.
But they
so it's not called the City Pound anymore. It's that's how they refer to it normally.
Mm-hmm. And we are actually so lucky because they are no kill shelter. I mean, they used to be high kill. It'd be like a place you don't want to end up.
Yeah.
But now it's the most loving place in the entire world. And Care STL does such a great job. So James Daniels from the Bears somehow found Care STL. And he participated in this competition called the Twitch Rivals Streamer Bowl, where NFL players compete for a piece of like a $1 million charity.
A different language.
Okay, so they're like in a dance competition.
Got it.
The Twitch Rivals Streamer Bowl.
Okay.
That's what they said it was. Okay. Anyway, so they're competing for $1 million, and whatever they win goes to a charity. Well, he chose Care STL for his charity.
Oh, that's so sweet. Awesome.
I think he won like $20,000-$30,000.
Yeah.
And it's all going to Care STL. They're trying to buy this X-ray machine because they have this one that's for humans, and so they have to manipulate the dogs in these weird positions.
Yeah,
exactly. So so now they need like 25,000 more for the X-ray machine, but his donation, what a huge help.
Oh yeah.
And how amazing that someone randomly for the Chicago Bears is trying to help us out.
Yeah. And he's trying to like keep it on the down low in Chicago.
right.
I know, yeah, apparently. He's married, so I wonder if his wife's got some sort of
maybe St. Louis tie.
Yeah.
Maybe, but either way, so cool. What a fun story.
Right.
And what a random story.
I know. I love it. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in a minute. We'll talk about Jamie Foxx's new show. And man, are people still obsessed about Jennifer Aniston having a baby? Is it a rumor? Is it true? We'll break it down after Bruno Mars on Y98. It's Jennifer Aniston, not adopting a baby, but some people want to push the rumor. It's Entertainment Schmig. Join Club Fitness in April with just one penny enrollment. I always say this is the CYA report, just in case she really is, but I don't believe British tabloids. They're worse than American ones in terms of like making stuff up and trying to pass it off as fact.
What's CYA stand for?
Cover your...
gotcha. I thought it meant see ya. See ya if it's not right.
Nope. Some European tabloids are saying, you know, the Friends reunion just taped last week. It's already wrapped and they're producing it to air on HBO Max. And they say that during the reunion special, Jennifer Aniston told all of her Friends co-stars that she was adopting a baby. But her rep says the rumors are false and never happened. She is one of many actresses who have to constantly defend, like, it's okay to not have a baby.
Yeah.
And have a full life. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to like force your narrative on me. I'm sure you feel that. Like, if I have a baby, I have a baby. And if I don't, I don't. Exactly. And it's all okay.
It's okay. Right? A lot of people don't have babies. Back off.
She said when the media focuses on like whether she's in a relationship or having a baby, it diminishes everything that she's been successful at. And everything she's built and created. Mm. Amen, Jennifer Aniston. All right, TV tonight, you've got The Masked Singer. And on Netflix, the series premiere of Jamie Foxx's new sitcom, Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. He's a single dad. It's based on his relationship with his oldest daughter. And David Alan Greer, his In Living Color. Yeah, his
pops.
His In Living Color co-star David Alan Greer stars as his dad. Funny enough, David Alan Greer only has a 13-year-old.
Oh,
like wow. Jamie has older kids, but David Alan Greer has this big. He's bald and he has this big gray beard.
He's got a
like
big
David
Santa Claus one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to check it out. Like he had the Jamie Foxx show after In Living Color, mm-hmm. and Kevin was just saying yesterday, like does Jamie Foxx really need to do a sitcom? And I'm like, I don't know. I think he and his daughter were like, let's explore this.
Yeah, she's the executive producer on the show.
But yeah, so see, she talked about, you know, how much she loves her dad and how close they are. But back when she was growing up and he was like this huge star, she was so embarrassed by him.
I'm sure.
Like, he thought, you know, he's so cool. And she's like, oh my God, get away. That's funny.
And by the way, Jamie Foxx once checked me out in Las Vegas.
Nice. Name drop. I love it.
Yeah. Always. I will always bring that up when you talk about Jamie Foxx.
Definitely. SNL's Kenan Thompson says the Disney Plus Home Alone reboot is almost finished. It was a long shoot because it shut down and then came back because of COVID, but they're getting close to finishing it. Ellie Kemper and Rob Delaney seem to be the bad people.
Oh, nice. Okay. They're going to be funny.
And the kid who plays like the Macaulay Culkin type character, played by Archie Yates, he was Jojo Rabbit's friend, Yorkie, in the movie Jojo Rabbit.
And I'm assuming Kenan's also in the film,
yes,
correct?
Okay. He is. Nope, he just like randomly was like, hey, my friends are in this. I'm going to do an interview about it. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com and more Schmig coming at 8:30. All right, time for a little I was today years old when I learned this. I hope this blows your mind. It's the wake up on Y98. There's a town called Zilwaukee in Michigan. In 1848, the founders chose the name to intentionally confuse people who were planning to move to Milwaukee, so they'd accidentally move to Zilwaukee instead.
What year was that happening in?
1848, and apparently it's still a town in Michigan, Zilwaukee.
Well, way before Google, so that's okay. I don't know how we lived life before that.
And I don't even think, Z and M are totally on opposite ends of the keyboard. So even if this was a recent thing, like, you wouldn't accidentally mistype Zilwaukee. Yep, it's like north of Detroit. And it is right. It's like real close to Saginaw Bay. But
I got to give it to him. Pretty genius idea trying to fill up your town.
Because this is what?
It's not a kind idea, but it's a pretty genius one.
Pretty genius if we had ever heard of Zilwaukee before today.
Well, that's true. I guess it didn't really work, did it?
Backfired. They thought it was genius. Didn't end up working out for him.
Touche.
But we were today years old when we learned that. I wonder if anyone's been to Zilwaukee.
Right.
Text us if you have. Bomberito text line 314-531-9898. And Lance Hildebrand right now, not getting you around Michigan, but around St. Louis with traffic.
Or Wisconsin either. Up and
don't you, baby. Don't you. All right. Sing. Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me. Wrong.
Well, big congratulations, Jane Engel of St. Louis, going to AJR, the OK Orchestra Tour in 2022. But hey, guess what? We have more tickets to give away in the 9 o'clock hour if you didn't win now, so keep listening.
Yeah. Kids, snoring, and ADHD. Finally, a new study that proves there's a correlation. I've had people ask me about this before. Like, is your kid a mouth breather? Do they snore? And there's never been a study this large. They say kids who snore three or more times a week end up having thinner gray matter in their brain. And the gray matter helps with impulse control and reasoning skills. So less gray matter means lack of focus, increased hyperactivity, and cognitive challenges. This study was the largest of its kind. And they say that snoring, mouth breathing, breathing pauses, all these breathing disorders while you're sleeping, accounts for about 7 million kids or 1 in 10 children. Which, when you think about that, just our education system alone, if they can figure out how to counteract this. Because, like, this is a great study, but then it's like, okay, how do you get a kid to stop snoring? How do you get a kid to not breathe through their mouth while they're sleeping?
I mean, I'm a total mouth breather. I don't think I would ever, I don't think I would have been diagnosed with ADHD when I was a kid, but I just, I'm like, I mouth breathe because I have asthma. That's my excuse.
They say a significant portion of these kids may be misdiagnosed as having ADHD, and then they're treated with stimulants that further, that cause further sleep issues. Because with ADHD, sometimes you're given a stimulant. So they say if your child snores more than twice a week, they need to be reevaluated and maybe undergo a sleep study. Now they realize that they have to treat these sleep disorders in kids. I mean, I feel like this is a big breakthrough because people have talked about it before, but now you have this scientific study backing it up and, you know, talking about, we talk about, we just talked yesterday about how once you turn 40, sleep is so important. You have to get those 8 hours, but it's so important in kids. It's really important for everybody.
Yeah.
And when you wake up kind of groggy and you're trying to figure out what it is, did I eat something? Did I drink something?
Yeah.
It could be. Did I sleep with my mouth open?
One of the best things I ever did was a sleep study 12 years ago.
Right, because you figured out you had sleep apnea, and now you have that CPAP machine.
Yeah, they came in the middle of the study and said, you stop breathing on average 80 times an hour.
Whoa!
So, yeah, that was a little startling. So, yeah, world of difference. I mean, the funny part is my quality of sleep is so much better that I don't even need as much as I used to try and get.
Wow! Yeah, are like CPAP machines going to be the new thing where like people are on?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was CPAP before CPAP was cool.
Oh, yeah. Go you Lance. Made CPAP sexy.
Hey, you know it.
I don't know. Might still be working on that a little bit.
Hey, Julie.
I love you, Lance.
Heaven only knows where you've been.
Some good news for your Wednesday on the Wake Up on Y98. When we gave away those AJR tickets a little while ago, our winner, Joan, was it? Said it was like a perfect way to start.
Jane Engel of St. Louis. Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, Jane. She said it was a perfect way to start her morning. So hopefully this will like put you in a good mood. Someone in Texas recently gave a homeless man $100. It was a gift card to Outback Steakhouse. In going to Outback Steakhouse, the homeless man became friends with the manager. And the manager decided he would never go hungry. So he said he'd always be there for him. Eventually, he gave this man a job bussing tables. But the manager also reached out on Facebook, seeing if anyone else could help. And that's when it really kicked into overdrive. Asking for cheap hotels so this man would have a place to stay for a while. Instead, people started donating everything and anything they could. Clothes, groceries, a bike, and then eventually over $2,200 to help get him an apartment. So now he has a place to live, transportation, clothes, food, a job, all because one person handed him over $100 gift card to Outback Steakhouse.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Yeah. You know, there are so many good people in the world. I love stories like that because it's just a good reminder. Whenever you turn on the news, you see so many bad things. Obviously, when you hear this show, you will hear only goodness. But there's so many good people out there that just want to help others.
$100 had this huge domino effect on this man. I mean, totally changed this man's life.
Yeah.
It makes me want to like give someone a gift card, and it all. I'm also like in the back of my head, like craving a Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
Like
you know, nobody's business. I don't blame you.
Right? Your code word for Instagram, man. That'll. Some fun facts about your favorite videos from the 90s and 2000s on the Wake Up on Y98. It's from BuzzFeed, and so it's like lots of boy bands and Britney and Christina and Destiny's Child and Beyonce. I love it. I love all of it. So let's start with Britney Spears. Her Baby One More Time video that like
one more time.
Put her on the map. You know you watched TRL and like learned all the dance moves after school. What?
You know you dressed up like this for Halloween. Come on now.
Okay. Well, interesting.
You know you own the outfit still.
Wait. Amen. You try to fit into it still like me. Come on now.
You might have, especially now, you might pay more for that outfit than Britney did. They got that schoolgirl outfit from Kmart and it cost $17.
Nice.
That iconic outfit cost $17. Speaking of Britney, her Sometimes video, you know, that was like on the pier and she was wearing all white with crop top and baggy pants.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide. There is a woman behind her that was scratching her, you know.
Really?
Crotchal area. They apparently like didn't notice that when they used that take of the video.
Oh no.
You gotta look around for that.
They did realize this though when they filmed Christina Aguilera's Dirty video. I remember the dirty era with three R's. There are posters on the wall that translated into English because they were in Thai, said Thailand's sex industry and young underage girls.
No way.
The director later apologized to Thailand, and you know, like, no one really knew because it was the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine now?
Wow,
the uproar that would call.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Christina would be canceled and that would be the end of everyone involved. I love hearing about celebrities who weren't really big stars yet and make little cameos in videos. Like in Ricky Martin's She Bangs video, there's a shirtless bartender who happens to be Channing Tatum.
No way! She bangs, oh baby, when she moves. I'm crazy because she looks like a boss. Oh, I love it. William Hung.
Where's William Hung?
No.
I loved him. No, loved him. Don't put that in my brain. Maybe Channing was a star already.
I have a friend of mine who used to live in Indiana, and part of that Ricky Martin album that She Bangs is featured on was recorded at his recording studio in Indianapolis.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. We have a few more up next, including how two members of Destiny's Child found out they were no longer part of the band.
Oh, wow.
Whoops. It's after the weekend and Blinding Lights on Y98. It's the Wake Up on Y98. Still more interesting facts about videos from the 90s and 2000s.
Cheap bass!
No.
Yes! He released three albums, by the way.
All right.
You go, William Hung. Love you all the way home.
Okay, let's move on to Beyonce and Destiny's Child. So, LaToya Luckett and Latavia Robertson were original members of the band.
Ooh.
Or the group, I guess.
I would say, huh? Okay.
And they found out that they were no longer a part of it when they saw the Say My Name video.
Say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name.
They recorded the song with the group.
Really?
And then they saw the video and realized, oh, we weren't asked. We weren't in that. Why are we not in that? Somebody call somebody. Oh, we're no longer in the group.
Oh, they must have signed a bad contract or none at all.
And then speaking of Beyonce, you know, her Single Ladies video is just iconic.
All the single ladies, 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 all the single ladies. Now put your hands up.
I secretly agree with Kanye that it was a better video than Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me and should have won at the VMAs, but I would not have gotten up on stage and interrupted Taylor's speech.
You know what I mean? What song he was mad about.
Single Ladies, which you look back and you're like, right? But still, Kanye, you just don't do that. It's poor form. they broke multiple pairs of high heels because they were dancing so hard. and they had to do the routine 50 times.
That is amazing. They're so good.
I know. I know. And then Backstreet, a little boy band stuff for you. Backstreet Boys, everybody. Backstreet's back.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Nick forever. Nick forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Kevin all the way.
Are you?
Yeah.
As
yeah.
am I.
I know. Yeah. Still love when I got Kevin and Kevin backstage. I got a Kevin and Kevin picture backstage.
Nice.
Oh, it was like dream come true. They used the mansion that they used was used in the movie Casper. And let's talk about Justin Timberlake a little bit from NSYNC, well, post NSYNC. You know, everybody talks about how his Cry Me a River video was like, oh my God, this is him going after Britney. No, actually, the director of that video originally pitched the concept to Faith Hill. He sold it to her. So this was not Justin's idea, but he used it. And we all watched Framing Britney Spears.
Right.
He used it and made her look really bad, but it wasn't his idea. It was the director.
That's
so it was kind
crazy.
Of a made up. It was a made up thing.
I haven't watched Framing Britney Spears. Where is that at again? Because I would love to watch that.
Hulu.
Okay.
And FX. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I need
there
your
you
password.
Go. I know.
I need a password.
Some fun facts from back in the day, music videos, and a crazy story up next. My friends had both of their cars stolen. It sounds crazy, but it could happen to you. It's a cautionary tale. Up next after Taylor Swift on Y98. My friends came home from spring break and had both of their cars stolen. It's the wake up on Y98. Welcome back home.
Jeez.
But it's not what you think. It's not like they came home and found that both cars were gone after they were away for a week. So it's kind of a complicated story. They drive home from the airport. They get home really late that night. They're tired. You know how you clean out your fridge before you go on vacation. Mm. So as they're driving, they get home and they're like, let's just order pizza. So they do. And they're waiting. It's like almost 2 hours. It's crazy. So finally, my friend says, just going to go drive up and see what the situation is. And pulls up to the pizza place. Not the pizza place's name, so I'm not going to name what it was. But went inside, realized everyone was waiting for their pizza. There must have been some glitch in the system. And so he goes to turn around and go back to the car.
No.
And as he turns around, he sees someone driving off.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully there were no, like, animals or children in the car.
No. Yeah. No.
That's good.
Thanks for looking on the bright side here, right? If there is a bright side. Because he left the, you know, and we're all guilty of it. Like, you're just going to run in for a second, grab your pizza and leave. Or run in and figure out what's going on and leave. So he left the car running and left the keys in the car. So they start calling and doing all this stuff. And, you know, it's late that night.
Oh, no.
So, and it's a Saturday night. So then the next morning, they go to grab something. They go outside and now car number two is gone because both
the
keys were on the same.
No.
Both key fobs were on the same ring. And talk about brazen thieves.
Right.
Yeah.
When they called the police, they said, this is very common. They see it all the time because how many people, let's all look at our key rings right now. Do you have both sets of keys for your, for your car and Sarah's car?
I do not.
Lance, you have your car and Libby's car?
He's nope, like, just
nope.
Mine.
Nope.
Okay.
They're not
so
helping out, Pete.
You guys are exceptions to the rule.
Just play along.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Lance.
That's a good Lance impression.
She won't give me a key to her car.
Well, you know, maybe she's smarter than a lot of us and didn't
levels.
Even know it.
Yes.
I have Ryan's key on my key ring, and he, and same with him, he has mine on his. So it's like a cautionary tale, but also I was like, what kind of thief? Well, and we all have documentation in our cars, whether it's like registration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your address
whatever.
Somewhere. Yeah. From an oil change.
They
you never
say,
know. Yeah.
They say, the police said Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. I mean, I've got like 72 of those in my glove compartment that I haven't used that have my address
wow.
on there.
Oh, my gosh.
Or you have like an old bill in your car or just old mail or whatever it
yeah.
is. And they say it happens a lot. So I'm curious, like, A, has it happened to you? And B, if not, have you had like a brazen thief who's like just stolen something? I mean, I just think that's crazy to steal two cars from the same people.
Mm-hmm. Have they found anything yet, though?
They found one of the cars crashed and totally destroyed and like airbags deployed and yada, yada,
like,
yada.
What did these people do? It's crazy.
I know. And both cars were paid off. So you're like, ah!
No!
But text us, 314-531-9898, Bomberito text line. Oh, yeah, Bomberito. I got to hook them up with Bomberito
yeah,
now that they have zero cars. Thanks for listening. It's The Wake Up on Y98.
Hold me, feel so holy.
Ooh, text line blowing up after my friend's cars were both stolen.
Ugh.
It's The Wake Up on Y98 because, like I told you, both keys were on the same key ring.
Ran in the pizza place, left the car on, then stole one car, stole the other car overnight.
Yes. Stole, like, turn around, two seconds. Turn around, sees the car driving out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then, because the other key was on the key ring, which we didn't even think about, they came in the middle of the night that night and stole the second car, which was paid off. Super frustrating. Tons of texts immediately flooded the text line. People are like,
I like that music. Bad boys.
What about their house keys? Were those on the keychain? A million people are concerned about my friend's house. And I was like, so I immediately texted her and she said, we changed the locks on the house immediately for peace of mind. She's like, I couldn't sleep through the night if we didn't do that. So,
I have mine on separate keychains just because anything like that happens, or when I get my car washed, you have to like just let them have the car key and the cars.
Yeah.
So I always get paranoid about that.
I have too much trouble even finding the keys, so I can't even imagine having two sets of keys. I know, if I just put them in the same place every single day, I wouldn't have that problem, but still do. Somebody said, how did the car thieves know where to find your friend's other car? That's scary. Well, like we said earlier, everybody, check your car today. Do you have documentation, like registration for your car in your glove box, which you usually keep it there in case you get pulled over for speeding or whatever, license and registration.
Yeah, you're kind of supposed to, I thought.
Right.
So I always kept mine there.
Yeah. Or we have like coupons for an oil change that's mailed to our house.
Right.
And usually it's a postcard that has your address on it. So that's how they knew. And then just tons of sad stories about other cars being stolen. Someone stole my husband's car. They had stolen a car from another neighborhood, parked in front of our house to jump into my husband's car. When he got back, it smelled all sorts of funky.
Mm.
The funky stuff. And they also stole the speakers and the amp out of the truck. That was 20 years ago when you had like all that stuff, your CD player in the trunk.
Remember when you used to have that radio player where you would take off the face?
Yes.
Because
yes.
That's like would help or something.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our car was stolen right out in front of our house on a busy street. Our neighbors that we don't really know very well told us they saw a tow truck taking away and they didn't think anything of it. Yeah, now you know.
Wow.
You see a tow truck, you call your neighbor.
What?
More from the Bomberito text line, 314-531-9898. We'll get to them in a minute. They get crazier. Trust me. car chases, seedy motels. You've got some very interesting stories that we'll share with you next. Crazy car thefts on the wake up. My friends had both of their cars stolen, and my friend is like a little embarrassed because left the keys in the car at the pizza place just to run in and see, like, why is our pizza taking 2 hours? Turns around 2 seconds later and someone's driving the car out of the parking lot. And then it triggered all these other outcomes. The people came back overnight to their house, stole their second car. They had to have the locks changed on the house because it had their house keys on the Ring too. But they said the police told them people do it all the time at gas stations, pizza places, any place where you're likely to run in for only a minute or two. You might not see somebody, but they're watching.
Oh, yeah. They're probably just sitting there watching and waiting. I know police warn you over the wintertime to not warm your car up in the driveway in the morning. Like, that's always all over the news.
Right. And we talked about it a lot in January and February because we had a rash of car thefts. Like,
There were some mornings we'd have 8, 9 of them. And the telltale sign was the exhaust. You know, they would just look for the exhaust, see nobody around, and go get it.
Yep. So from the Bomberito text line, 314-531-9898, we have one just like that. My car was stolen from my driveway right in January. Freezing cold, so I started my car, went back into the house to get the rest of my things before going to work. Come out, no car. Ran across the street to talk to the neighbor. They didn't see anything, so I called 911. Saw my car at a seedy motel. Ooh. Called 911 back to tell them that I saw someone walking up the hill toward the highway. The keys had been dropped in a trash can at a local restaurant, and the owner called police. I got my keys back and my car back and was only an hour late from work.
Wow.
For work. And now we have car starters installed on every car we get. Yeah. Amen. My friend had his car stolen from his apartment. Made a report to the cops. Had almost all of what he owned in the car. Major bummer. Couple nights later, he's watching TV and sees a live car chase happening on the freeway and realizes it's his car being chased.
Hopefully he reported it. Otherwise, they're going to think it's him.
Watches the chase, wreck, and all of his stuff thrown all over the freeway. Live.
At least he knows where it's located. Can go get all that stuff back.
There is that.
Because of the incident and what was left in the car, and because of what was left in the car was evidence, he never got anything back and his car was totaled.
What is this music again? I forget.
Chips.
That's right. And I couldn't think of it.
Oh,
I love it, Kevin.
Listen, I know you're having a bad day today, but reading these texts, I hope you're, you know, feeling empathy, but also feeling a little bit better.
It's not this bad.
Right. You're not watching a live car chase with your own car.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. Powered by the Bomberito Automotive Group. Y98.
History today, 12:15, as Yadier Molina starts for the Cardinals. Fun day game. He is one appearance away from 2,000 career games played at catcher. While some have done that, he is the first catcher in Major League Baseball history to have 2,000 career games played for the same team. Not only that, but Kevin mentioned earlier, they benched him yesterday because they wanted to make sure he did it with Waino.
That's so cool.
I know.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps.
Day of rest, you know, a night game before a day game makes sense too.
Yeah, yeah. And the Cardinals just last week said that, you know, these two goats, Waino and Yadi, well, we'll make it 267 appearances as battery mates.
Aww.
That's incredible.
They're friends.
And they both signed 1-year contracts, and I can't even. I'm like choking up just thinking about what could happen at the end of this season. It's a beautiful thing And we're so fortunate to have these legendary players play their whole careers here in St. Louis.
I'm just thinking of how many people named their children and their pets after them.
Yes, yes, so many. You're right.
Yeah,
I love it.
I know.
My brother-in-law has a dog named Yachty.
I love it. I love it, too. So that's a little Cardinals fun fact for you today. But now, a little bit more fun with some money.
Money.
It's 10 after. That means it's time for your chance to be Instagram famous.
Ooh, this is kind of fitting. Instagram code word for this hour is dream. Like the dream team. Text DREAM to... this at the dentist. It's the wake up on Y98. The very beginning of our morning before the show started, we were talking about like what we did off the air yesterday, and Julie went to the dentist, and I was like, oh, I went to my orthodontist.
Yeah,
because I'm getting Invisalign done at Bankhead and Firth Orthodontics.
Loving
Bankhead and Firth Ortho.com. And Julie was talking about how she has a retainer.
Yeah.
Top or bottom?
So I have a retainer in the bottom. I had braces whenever I was in high school, and I remember thinking like, oh, I don't want these stinking braces. And I had them, and I always broke, like you have to put rubber bands on them. Yes. After a while. I always broke brackets, and they got so mad. And one time I walked in there, they're like, Julie, again? Because I broke another bracket because I ate apples and all the bad stuff. Anyway, and then when I was done with the braces, they're like, we're going to put this little retainer on like your bottom six teeth or so.
That's glued, permanently glued onto the back of your teeth.
Yeah, so I've had it since I was a teenager, and my dentist these days, sometimes he was like, oh, you can get that taken out if you want to.
No.
And I haven't because I've been lazy.
Don't do it.
But I'm glad you're telling me not to.
Don't do it. I had braces. Now it's normal for kids to have braces at like 8 or 9 years old. But back when I did, I was a freak of nature because in third grade, I was taller than my third grade teacher, Mrs. Rose. No lie. I was the Jolly Green Giant and taller than every kid in school until I graduated high school. So I had my braces off when I was at the beginning of sixth grade.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Third to sixth grade. I mean, just embrace your inner freak. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. So I had the same bottom retainer. The top retainer you could pop in and out.
Yeah.
And you wear it at night. Bottom retainer. This dentist, when I came home from college, was like, let's take that out. And then he removed my wisdom teeth, which is why I am going to Bankhead and Firth Orthodontics, because all of my bottom teeth shifted.
Oh no, I didn't even think about that.
He took it out, and I don't know if it had to do with getting my wisdom teeth taken out, too, but all my teeth shifted on the bottom. Also, like, I am one of those people who, it sounds gross, I'm a tongue thruster,
which means
when I sleep, my tongue pushes up against the back of my teeth.
Oh.
So that was part of what
that is so funny. It. And so that's what he told you? Like, how did he know? He's like, this lady, tongue thruster.
I know.
It's so funny.
So I had to have Invisalign. I had to get my teeth straightened again, which, you know, probably frustrates my parents to no end. Like, we paid good money for those braces.
Thousands.
But yeah, don't get that. Keep that permanent retainer on there.
I'm like, if it ain't broke, just leave it in there.
My top retainer broke, and then I took my sweet time getting a new one, and my teeth had shifted there too, which is why I'm doing Invisalign. So don't get rid of the retainer, no matter what anyone tells you. I don't care if it's a dentist or an orthodontist. Well, I mean,
or just a neighbor.
Yeah, I know. That's random. Hey. Beer 30. We have some cool beer stories for you next, and they're all local.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the clock is ticking, so say. All you have to do is stay.
It's Beer 30 on the wake up. your dog can make a lot of money tasting beer, and there's another local brewery that's doing something really awesome, and they've been doing it for a while, but now they're launching it statewide. Okay, so what do you want to hear first, the dog or the other local brewery?
The dog one.
Okay. Busch Beer just announced they want to hire a dog as their new CTO, Chief Tasting Officer, because they are doing a non-alcoholic beer for dogs called Dog Brew.
Yes, and let me point out, non-alcoholic, do not give your dogs beer. It is very dangerous.
Don't give them non-alcoholic beer?
No, don't give your dogs beer.
Right.
It is very, very dangerous.
But they love it. So this non-alcoholic beer is like, you know, kind of gives them their fix. And this dog will also be the face of the brand. Oh, and get paid $20,000 to do it. Just tweet a picture of your dog and their qualifications. You have 2 weeks to do it. 2 weeks from today. You need to have it in there.
I'm tweeting all six pictures. Hopefully I win.
And since it's a day before what normally would be tax day, does your dog have to fill out a 1040 or get a W-2? That's a question for another day. Okay. Citywide. We've been talking about Citywide beer for a long time from Four Hands Brewery. When they're celebrating the fifth anniversary of Citywide. And when it first launched, they had a cool business model, like a portion of every Citywide sold would go to a local charity that would change quarterly. So many great charities have benefited from this. They've raised so much money for St. Louis through the Citywide beer. It happens to be my husband's favorite. He brought home, to commemorate their fifth anniversary, he brought home the Artist Series. They commissioned all these artists to create Citywide like cans, and so he picked up a 4-pack. I'm gonna put it on Instagram because they look really cool. They're all different, and he's like, I almost don't want to. Yeah, I'm gonna drink them.
Drink them and then keep the can,
right?
But so not only are they celebrating the fifth anniversary of Citywide, but now Four Hands is doing Statewide, another beer. It's a hazy pale ale with notes of citrus and stone.
Oh, cool.
But here's the deal. A portion of every Statewide purchase will be donated to the VCP. That's the Veterans Community Project, supporting every man and woman who took the oath for our country.
Oh.
I guess they kind of already do this in Kansas City, but they're going to do VCP Village in St. Louis, a community of 50 tiny homes with on-site wraparound support services to equip at-risk and homeless veterans with the tools needed to return to a stable, prosperous, independent life. And they're starting construction this summer. And the Statewide beers are going to be all across the state of Missouri starting May 4th.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I love that idea.
I know. Like, when you can buy something that you love and enjoy and you're giving back to the community, it's like a win-win. Mm-hmm. So congrats and just kudos to Four Hands. Mm-hmm. Like, from the beginning, they've always had this philanthropy arm that has thought about working with and lifting up St. Louis to make us a better place. So I just want to say thanks. Entertainment Schmig is up in just a few minutes. We will talk about Justin Bieber.
Memories bring back, memories bring back your...
Oh, Justin Bieber just breaking our heart in Entertainment Schmig this morning. And Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in April with just one penny enrollment. A couple little stories about Justin Bieber as he's opening up. He said that there were some trust issues that he and Haley had to work through during their first year of marriage, and that it was rough. It was not, you know, all that newlyweddom is cracked up to be, but they're in a much better place. You know, he's definitely had his struggles, and he talked about this too. One time when he was younger, because he was a child star at such a young age, Justin missed being normal so much that he hid his passport and pretended he lost it so he wouldn't have to travel.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He's been through a lot. He's grown up so much.
He really has. There was a time where I was like, ooh, he's headed down the wrong path, but he definitely turned a corner. Get ready. ER cast reunion next Thursday night. And yes, George Clooney will be there.
Oh, nice.
Dr. Doug, George and Juliana Margulies.
I was going to say McDreamy, but I'm like, oh, wait, wrong show.
No, no.
right TV theme, yes. Medical drama, but a couple decades off.
George Clooney, Juliana will be there, Noah Wiley. It's a special Earth Day episode.
Ooh, I'm very excited.
And you're going to be able to see it on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Very excited. Very excited. I loved a little George Clooney on ER back in the day. I don't know about Anthony Edwards, right? Is it Anthony Edwards? Well, I guess if it's like a new episode, he can't come back. Spoiler alert. And this is a weird combo, but I'm very interested. Post-lockdown song from Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones. I just like the title. It's called Easy Sleazy. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Is Dave not on vocals? He's just on drums?
Oh, he's there, but it's like, you know,
I need a little more Dave and a little less Mick. That's Entertainment Schmick. More online at y98.com. Lance Hildebrand up next with traffic.
Life's like this. By your rules, everything looks better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Around like a brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play it cool.
Happy birthday. What a great day to celebrate a birthday today, Wednesday, April 14th. And you share your birthday with, man, an actress who started when she was just a kid and is still going strong. Actually, two of them. And Ray Romano's brother.
Yes.
So let's start with Abigail Breslin.
Yeah, how old is the Little Miss Sunshine, Zombieland? She was also in Scream Queens, actress.
Okay, Little Miss Chili Pepper is a beauty contest for everyone in Albuquerque, but you have to be 6 or 7, and you have to be a girl.
Oh, such a cutie. Oh, God, I loved Little Miss Sunshine. I need to go back and watch that. I was trying to figure out when that movie came out and how old she was when she was in it, and I think I'm off, but I'm going to say 30. I'm thinking more like 28.
25.
25 is correct.
Oh, man. I went younger at first, but then as soon as you played that and she said 6 or 7, I was like, yep, yeah, I'm off on her right, age in the film.
Let's look at Ray Romano's brother on Everybody Loves Raymond. He's also now Tony, the king of cold cuts in the Jimmy John's ads.
Right. Yeah.
And he was the first grand prize winner on Star Search.
No way!
As a comedian?
That's awesome.
Grand prize winner. How old is Brad Garrett?
Jimmy John's delivery, huh? It's probably all soggy. Sure it ain't soggy?
Bribery is a misdemeanor.
Stay out of it, kid.
Oh my gosh. He's so proud that that was the clip you played for his birthday. I'm going to say 64. Let's see. I'll say 67.
60.
61.
Nice.
Okay.
And we end, Lance, with one of your favorites because she is indeed Buffy the Vampire Slayer. How old is Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Life's a show and we all play our part. And when the music starts, we open up our hearts.
Oh, I love that you used Buffy the Musical episode.
Yes, they were all very brave to sing in that episode because not many of them were very good.
You want to go first, Lance, since you're the Buffy fan?
42.
43.
44. 44 is right, yeah!
Kevin, your face gave that away.
That's okay. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
I had it written down as 44.
Oh, okay, you win.
A few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone.
Trouble, trouble, trouble. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Trouble, trouble, trouble. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Cards day game today, 12:15 start. Some people, listen, I don't know if it's allergies, but in case it's not, I should maybe just go home. Lots of people maybe leaving work early, playing a little hooky during this day game. But last night's game, my friend had quite an exciting night. If you saw someone get hit with the ball last night in the game, it was my friend Amanda.
Oh no.
Okay, I almost went to the game because she invited me, and I was like, well, what time's the game? We have to get up so early. I know. So I said, I can go to day games with you, but probably not night games until I just want to be really tired the next day.
Yeah.
So my friend Amanda, my other friend Barry, they go to the game last night. They said they sat in like section 165 over third base. Someone hit a foul ball.
Ooh.
It's coming straight for them. And they were just saying like, oh my gosh, someone's probably going to hit a foul ball over here. She said it was like slow motion.
She put it
motion.
Out in the universe.
She did. She said it was like slow motion coming toward her. She's like, Barry, the ball's coming. And Barry's like he can't believe it's coming their way either. Hits her right in the chest.
Well, at least it didn't.
Yes, and it bounced off her chest, and it went down to somebody else, and they caught it, but then they gave it to her, since she, got hit in the chest. It was so funny. She said it was so hilarious, and Barry was saying, oh, I'll catch the ball if it comes over here, oh, no. Barry, you didn't catch the ball, Barry.
Right.
Just kidding.
You got to protect Amanda.
Yeah. I said, if I would have gone, I would have caught that ball.
Oh,
I mean, probably not, but I'll pretend.
Well, I'm so glad, because as soon as you said hit in the face, my immediate thought was she paying attention?
Yeah.
You know, did she get blindsided? Because so many people, you see so many just really ugly ones where people go down because they catch it in the head usually.
No, I mean, she wasn't hit in the face. She was hit in the boob.
That's our, well, hey, I guess it's padding.
Lots of padding.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. Powered by the
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.